You're listening to SBS News.
In a summer of devastation and escalating health emergencies, public warning messages have been vital. Peter Dukas from the New South Wales Ethnic Communities Council says knowing what to do or where to turn for help can be more difficult for some than others.
Every community has a segment within it that has language difficulties, and those are exacerbated during times of crisis.
Blossom Tor, a single mother of six from suburban Melbourne, says her Kaurna and Burmese communities faced severe language barriers as bushfires erupted across Victoria. Many friends, she says, panicked as the blazes triggered memories of the brutal war they had fled in Myanmar.
They are here because of their previous victim of civil war. And when they see fire like that, you know, like bushfire or something like that, the trauma is coming back. Oh, we need more information. We need more help.
The problem is becoming clear for emergency teams across Australia. Aside from translation services, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service cultivates relationships with local community leaders long before the bushfire season starts. RFS Community Engagement Manager Anthony Bradstreet says that enables messages to be quickly relayed within communities when the fires arrive.
We work very closely with local communities over months and years to try to enhance their preparedness and their resilience so that when disasters do strike, they are in a far better position.
Swift action saved Sharon Jepleting and husband Bernard Mwima's home on the New South Wales mid-north coast. She says fires reached their backyard, but were quickly extinguished.
We just had full support. The system is very perfect, I should say. They were always on time. We could get the information very quick. We didn't have to evacuate and we didn't have to lose anything.
But in fast-moving situations, information can quickly change and the risk of misinformation grows. Health authorities are prioritising communications as Australia works to protect itself from coronavirus. New South Wales Multicultural Health is translating fact sheets and video guides to stifle any myths or misconceptions, and regularly uploading information to its website and sharing it on social channels. Manager Lisa Woodland says it aims to increase community engagement to improve what is a complex and nuanced issue.
We need to build trust with the community in our health system. If there's misinformation, concerns and fears grow. There is discrimination within the community, whether that's real or perceived, and that in fact is a big barrier to accessing healthcare.
Omar Dabaj, SBS News.